It is Erev Shvi Shal Pesach, and we are trying to get ready for the Achron Shal Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach. And again, it's been a yantif that none of us have ever experienced before, a yantif like this. Even if we have stayed home for Pesach in the past, we haven't stayed home for Pesach as we did this year. And it's something that we should think about. And we have to think about as we get towards this last day of Pesach, a day that in Jewish lore, in tradition, it's a day that there was Achdus. Both Hasidim and Misnagdim held Suda Shel Mashiach on the last day of Pesach, when many were makrid for the sheet of the Rambam of eating Shal Shudis on Yontif, because one more meal of matzah, Suda Shel Mashiach, as we yearn for the future. But let's think again about this year. This year's last day of Pesach, and what we could gain in the few moments that we have as we get ready for this Yontif. It's a very unique tsara that we find ourselves in. Obviously, there's no work, there's no school, there's social distancing, but there's something on a much deeper level that I think we all subconsciously recognize, and it is something that we might not know what to do, how to deal with it. Throughout the past 2,000 years, we have had tsaras, but they've been Jewish tsaros. There's been blood libels, there's been crusades, there's been Holocaust, there's been pogroms, there's been anti-Semitism. But Corona is a different type of tsara. It's the whole world. Nobody is against us. Something is fighting us. So what are we supposed to do with that? You know, we know what we usually daven for. Hashem, get rid of our enemies. Hashem, get rid of the terrorists. Hashem this, Hashem that. But this is different. Yes, we daven for refuos and yeshuos. But there's a different feel for this tsar. It's not worse or it's not better. It's just different. We feel less hopeless, more hopeless, just a different type of hopeless and dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke about 2 days ago. So what exactly is the message that we're so supposed to think about related to this tsara, and is there a connection to the last days of Pesach that we stand just a few hours from? So one idea, one might say, again, this isn't as deep, but one might say, based on what the Sefer HaChinuch says regarding the shofar of Shemitah. We know the Sefer HaChinuch tells us all the mitzvos of Shemitah and all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph, the Sefer HaChinuch writes about the Tkiya Shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel. Right, and mitzvahs Asei Daraisa. Besides the Isurim of Avodas Karka, but we have the mitzvah of blowing Shofar. Let's call it B'Shofar B'Asiri B'Chi B'Tishrei Shuyom HaKippurim. Shofar on the 10th day of Tishrei. And it's very different than the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe everybody has to blow themselves. Maybe Beis Din has a different role. But either way, this is the mitzvah. And what happens? The Yadua. Shemitzvah satakiyah b'yom zehu lafarsim chiris kol eved ivri. And this shofar sends all the avadim free. Sheyatza ben choron b'li damim. They go free without having to pay their way out. That's the shofar. That's the halachic element of the shofar. The einin yonak inyan tkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. It's not like the Rosh Hashanah shofar. Shetkiyah sahi anu osim l'kvoa machshavateinu al inyan akedas Yitzchak. That's related to the Akedah, that's related to other things. But the shofar of Yovel is different. But then the Chinuch says, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah. Why a shofar? There's so much symbolism. Rabbi Nosad Yagon talks about the 10 symbolisms of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What about the shofar once every 50 years on Yom Kippur? Mishar Sheha Mitzvah Ki Adua. Kikala shofar to over lev bnei adam im l'shalom im l'machama. A shofar, the sound psychs up a person. External stimuli psych us up. The inyan shiluach ha'eved sha'aved as adonav zman rav hu kashem ma'od be'enei adonav. Sending out a vadim is not simple. It's not easy. This servant has worked for me for years and now he goes free for nothing. For free. So I might be sad. I might be frustrated. I might be depressed. Al Kain says the Chinuch, that's the shofar. Lo Ora Lever Briosa Leinyan Ula Chazik Nafsham Ula Haziram, to warn them that this is what you have to do. Why? How does it give any nechama? Baharosam Kidavar Hashaveh Becholatz Vishahakol Osim came. When they hear the shofar, when we hear the shofar, we realize that everybody in the nation is doing the same thing. She'ein davar she'echazek libos b'nei adam k'mos ma'isa harabim. Nothing strengthens something in our heart than something public, something that's done by many. Ukema amar ha'chacham. And he quotes the maimar of the chacham. Doesn't quote the chacham is tzar rabim nechama. Or how we might say in English, misery loves company. The more people in my boat, the better I feel. It's not only me going through this tzara, but everybody's going through the tzara. So on the one hand, this tzara, maybe we take a little nechama in that it's not a Jewish thing. It's not an old, it's not a young, it's not a specific, it's everybody. The whole world is in this boat together, and maybe that gives us a little different sense of nechama, of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be involved in it. If it's the whole world, if it's every single country, there's nothing been like this, as we spoke about in the past, in the history of the world, maybe. Because even if one area had it, it took time to travel, now it took just a plane ride away. So yes, in a certain sense, there is a message of misery loves company, the whole world is involved. But maybe there's something much deeper. And maybe there's something more positive that we could think about as we struggle through this idea. Rav Soloveitchik, in a few of his writings, and is quoted by many in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, is quoted, and I think in one of his Hebrew writings, Mamarim as well, the Rav writes that if you think about Pesach, it is a very personalistic Jewish holiday. After all, it's all about our birth. It's all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilling the promise of the Bris Bein HaBesarim. He promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and going way back, and the whole story of the Avos, and the Imahos, and the Shvatim, going down to Mitzrayim, and the Kor HaBarzel, we had to be purified. And it's very Jewish, and we take the God of the Egyptians, and we tie it to our beds, and we have the Karban Pesach, and therefore the four actions that we didn't change, Loshinu Hashmam, Loshona, Mabusham, when you speak Lashon Hara, Lohaya Dil Torin. So it's something very uniquely Jewish about Pesach. We go through the night of the Seder, our whole history. Maschil Bignus, Misayim Bishvach. We talk about Avram Avinu. We talk about the story of Lavan. We talk about everything from the beginning of time all the way until Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a focus. And then we get to Nirtzah. And all of a sudden, something changes. Nishmas Kol Chai Tvarecha Shimcha. All of a sudden, it's the whole world. The Ruach Kol Basar. Give me a sitter, please. The Ruach Kol Basar. The Ruach of all flesh and blood. All of a sudden, we've universalized the message. We're thinking about Am Yisrael only and exclusively. And then we generalize it. And this isn't the only time we find such a phenomenon. Rav Soloveitchik continues, let's think about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is such a uniquely Jewish kapara day. Right, the Kohen Gadol brings a kapara for him, for his family, for the whole, all the Kohanim, for Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. And the whole day is about Am Yisrael, and the need for kapara, and the need for recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that can bring kapara, and Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnei Miyata Mitar Eschem. It's all about us, it's all about Jews. That's the whole day. And then we get to Maftir Yonah. And then we have a different idea. Maftir Yonah is the only Sefer in Tanakh that's all about, I mean, some of the other trails are also, are misabe about other nations, but it's a story about a non-Jewish city, right, Nineveh and Asher, and how they did tshuva. Okay, so it's tshuva and tshuva, but why is that appropriate to talk about on Yom Kippur afternoon? All of a sudden, we speak about Yonah. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this again in their second volume of the Reflections of the Rav. What's the message? Why is it at the Seder we all of a sudden universalize? Why is it on Yom Kippur? Said the Rav, and again, say many others, because Judaism and Am Yisrael is first and foremost, obviously, we recognize the Am HaNivchar, Ata, as the Vilna Gaon says, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, ahavta o son of Ratisa banu, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, that's Pesach, we've chosen. Ahavta o son, Hashem loved us, that's Shavuos. He gave us the Torah. What greater act of love is that? Ratisa banu, he's meratet us, he gave us clouds of glory, he surrounded us, he shows that there's a special relationship. So yes, it's unique and we celebrate that. And 613 mitzvos. And that's the core. But we also recognize that Judaism is not just about Judaism. We believe in being mashpia, being an or lagoyim. Amamleches koanim, the goy kadosh. But not just for us, but for all. And we always broaden the scope after we focus on what we do. We recognize the entire planet is within the realm of Hashem's purview. We go into Nishmas. We go into Yonah because that is what we need to do. But this self-involvement is not hermetically exclusionary. The universal emphasis is prominent in all of our prayers and scripture, the Talmud and the Medrash. And when opportunities are benign and conditions propitious, we have contributed far more than our proportionate share to the welfare of humanity. It is therefore characteristic, says the Rav, of the universal embrace of our faith, that as the shadows of dust descend on Yom Kippur Day, after almost 24 hours of prayer for Israel, the Jew is alerted through the book of Yonah, prior to the closing of the gates, that all humanity are God's children. We need to restate the universal dimension of our faith, especially when we are sorely persecuted and are apt to regard the world in purely confrontational terms. And maybe if we think about it, it's not only at the Seder. As we transition to the second half of Pesach, what sticks out at us and maybe bothers us sometimes is that all of Chol HaMoed on the last days of Pesach, we say Chatzi Hallel. Where's the Lolanu? Where are the other paragraphs? So we know, Maisei Yad Tova B'Yam V'Tamom Rim Shira, you're going to sing Shira while the Egyptians are drowning, and you can't say it on the last day, so you don't say it earlier. So it's a value of recognizing human life, even our enemies, but even those that don't share our faith. Because that is a Jewish concept of recognizing that it's not just about us, but we're part of humanity. Rav Kook says this so beautifully in Ein Aya, on the Maseches Brachas. The Gemara tells us there that one is supposed to daven in a shul with windows. Why windows? So, Mefarshim, the Rishonim talk about it. Maybe you could have better kavana if you could look at the sky before you daven. But says Rav Kook, V'yamar b'chiyah bar'aba amar b'yochanan, al yispal adam el v'bayi she'ish p'ram chalonos. Why? Avo mishe his yachduso ba'avodaso ha'miyuchedes. If when we daven, we close ourselves off and we don't focus on the world around us also, we won't come to the ultimate tachlis. Ela olam achitzoni to orareo al chovaso ela olam kulo shehubo. Tefillah is both uniquely Jewish, but we also focus on the whole world around us. Rav Kook also writes in Oras HaKodesh, he writes that there's a shiras hanefesh, shiras ha'uma, shiras ha'adam, shiras ha'olam. And we have to recognize that there's a shiras ha'olam that we also have to be part of. Right? Jonathan Sachs writes a number of times, but in the letter in the scroll, which some of you might have read, is an unbelievable sefer, he writes that Judaism is the only religion that believes in the value of non-religionists, per se, not trying to missionize. The goal of other religions is to missionize everyone to come to their religion. But Rabbi Sachs writes, Christianity and Islam both insisted that theirs were the only true path of worship, that one God is to be served in one way. Judaism is structurally unique, the only world religion ever to believe in a universal God, the God of all people, times and places, and at the same time, to believe in a particular way of life that not all people have to follow. Because just as there is more than one way to be a leader, so there is more than one way to find God. You could be a 613 person, you could be a 7 person. And nobody forces the 7 person to be a 613 person. And that's the unique aspect of Am Yisrael as we recognize this value. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. We know every human being has Tselem Elokim. What does Tselem Elokim mean? The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Bereishis, Tselem Elokim means the ability to choose to be a good person or not to be a good person. Schar Va'onesh is not just for Jews. Hatzelam Eloki says the Meshech Chachma, Hu Abachira Hachavshis Boli Teva Machriach. Rachmei Ratzon V'Seichel Chavshi. He writes this on the Pasuk of Nasa Adam, B'Tzalmeinu Kid Musenu. That's Adam. Bechir Chavshis is not a Jewish thing. It's a human thing. And we recognize the purpose of all humanity is to be Avdei Hashem. To be Avdei Hashem in every person's unique way. Obviously, Jew, we have a chosen way. And we love it that we have our way. But we have to recognize that there's the way for all. Rakzasanu Yodim, Shalabachira Chavshis, Hu Mitzimtzum Elokus. The fact that we have free choice, that's Tselem Elokim. Shashem Yisbarach Meiniach Makom Libru'av La'asos Kefi Mashi Yivcharu. He leaves us to choose. V'shalal Mimifaleim Agzeira V'achlatah Propratiyus. He negated the Gzeira that you have to do something. Right? The doctrine of original sin, as some other religions believe in. We're destined to sin. Chas V'shalom. Rav Hirsch writes about that. In Breishis, we stand up vehemently against that and we say, no. Bechira Chavshis, but it's for every person. Every person in the world has that ability. And now, bringing it home, if we think about it, there's an amazing line in the Rambam. You don't have to look, it's not in the Rambam somewhere, it's the last line. The last line of all of Mishnah Torah. If we never focused on it, we have to focus on it right now, because I think it's Shayach to our lives right now. We know the last two prakim of the Rambam are all about Melech HaMashiach, and what's it going to be like, B'Yimos HaMashiach, and Olam Haba, and the Rambam says we shouldn't focus so much on this because nobody really knows what it's going to be like until it is, and we shouldn't think that things are going to change so much at the first stage. Okay, that's not for now. But then the Rambam writes, Lo Nisabu HaNaviyim V'Hachachamim Yimos HaMashiach Lo Kedei She'ishlutu HaKol HaOlam. The Neviim and the Chachamim didn't hope for Mashiach so that they could rule over other nations. V'lo kedei she'yerdu b'goyim. V'lo kedei she'yinasu osam ha'amim. Not because other nations are going to hold the Jews high. V'lo kedei le'achlo v'lishtos v'lismoach. Or some gashmi type of idea. Ela kedei she'yipnuyim b'torah v'chachmasa. Why did Jews want Mashiach? So he could be free to serve Hashem. B'torah u'b'chachmasa. Torah and Chachma. V'lo yet the Rambam writes that often. Torah and Chachma. In Hilchas Talmud Torah. But what you're supposed to learn at night. Don't let one night go by without studying Torah and Chachma. That's his phrase. Here, Torah and Chachma. V'lo yebem no gesu mevatel. There'll be no oppressors not letting us worship Hashem. Kedei sheyizku l'chaya olam haba. And then the last halacha in the Mishnah Torah. Uba oso azman. In that time. Lo yel sham lo rav v'lo milchama v'lo kinev atacharis. There will not be any hunger or war or competition amongst nations. Shahatova tia mushpas harbe. There'll be so much good. V'cholama adani mitsuyim ka'afar. Any gashmi pleasure you'd want will be matsui. We'll have to fight for it. V'lo, here's the line. V'lo yehe esek kol ha'olam. Elo ladas es Hashem bilvad. The esek of the entire world will be knowing God. He does not say the esek of the Jews. The Asak of the entire world will be knowing God. Lefichach, yiyu chachamim gedolim biyodim dvarim astumim ha'amukim v'yasigu das barim kivikoach ha'adam shenemar kimala ha'aret deyas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. So, b'yimos ha'geula kol ha'olam kulo will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our tzara is unique. It's universal in its breadth. It's all-encompassing. And it allows us to tap into the universal elements of our religion. The whole world is experiencing this tzara, this plague. The whole world is experiencing, whether they like it or know it or not, Malchus Hashem. The feeling of humility, the feeling of not being in control, everyone. The greatest leaders in the world have no control. They try, but deep down, everyone knows. There's no king, there's no president or prime minister that is in control of what's going on. And in that sense, it's a bechina. It's one step towards the fulfillment of that line. That line of the Rambam. That when Mashiach comes, again, What is it going to be? V'lo ye'esek kol ha'olam el ha'das is Hashem bilvad. Maybe in the history of the world, there was never a moment in time that the entire world felt fealty and humility to the one above, and recognizing that it is out of their control. So maybe in the pain and suffering that we're having, we could still think and maybe at least know, even if we don't feel it, that it's a bechina of geula. It's a bechina of redemption because the whole world is getting ready. The whole world is subconsciously imbibing the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchei Amlachim. And that's what we need to daven for at this time. Well, I've been asked, could you daven for non-Jews in Rafa'inu? We have to daven for the whole world. We have to daven for the whole world. And we don't even have to say our own prayers, our own words. Just this afternoon, I was davening Mincha, and it hit me in Aleinu. It's mamish, we say it three times a day. The first paragraph of Aleinu is all about us. It's all about what we believe. Hu Elokeinu, Einod Emes Malkeinu, Efezulaso. That's in Dvarim, and that's kind of sounds somewhat Jewish. But then we generalize. Al kein kavalacha, Hashem should remove the gilulim. L'sakein olam b'malchus shakai. V'chol b'nei vasar yikru b'shmecha. All people. L'havnos elecha kol rishay aretz. Yakir v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel. So it's not just the seder. It's not just Yom Kippur. Every tefillah before we leave shul, we daven for us and we daven for the world. And we daven for this time. Ki lecha tichra kol berek tishava kol lashon. L'fanecha Hashem l'kecha. L'foshimcha v'kabalu kulam esol malchusecha. Every person. V'simloch aleim mehera li'olam va'ed. V'chulu as we continue. And we finish off aleinu. But that's what we daven for. And that's what maybe we should be thinking. So again, Judaism is about the personal. It's about the universal. But maybe this sara is something that we could take with us. A message that we could think about is that maybe this is one step. It is. Not maybe. It is one step closer. One step closer to the final stage. To the stage of V'lo ye'esek kol la'olam Elo l'das es Hashem bilvad. Yehi ratzon that this should be close to the final stage, like we mentioned in the last time we met, when we mentioned V'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shacha l'malach ha'maves. We should be zoche to be able to have Kriyas Yamsuf. It's in the air. Nisim are in the air. We could break the teva, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did once, breaking the teva. We should all be zoche to after Yantif, putting on the radio and hearing about the Yeshuos and the Refuos and the amazing Refuos that everybody can leave the hospital and everybody has such amazing, doctors can't explain it. That's what we would love to hear. Yehi ratzon b'ezras Hashem that it happens soon in our day. B'mheira v'yameinu amen. Everybody should have a Chag Sameach. B'ezras Hashem, we should share Yeshuos and Refuos.